Hey everyone, this is Victor with VentoBot, and on today's episode of Don't Kill the Messenger, I have Cheryl Plouffe, a video strategist who has spent thousands of hours in front of live TV and now helps entrepreneurs to really scale their business with live video and just video in general. And she creates a lot of strategy that we're going to dive into today. Now, before I forget, if you're looking to transition from the best kept secret and break out of that into the go-to authority and become the celebrity in your market, head on over to ventobot.com/book to get your free copy of the Complete Automation Strategy, 4 phases to generate never-ending leads. Now, today I welcome Cheryl Plouffe. Hey, Cheryl, how you doing?
Hey, Victor. I'm so excited to talk to you about this. I mean, people are using video right now, so it's straight in my wheelhouse.
With everything that's happening yet, like everyone's been forced online, so this is the time now. Like I was recently just got out of a mastermind with my coaches, and we were just talking about how like this is the time that the leaders in the market are either going to stay the leaders or they're going to fall and there's going to be new leaders because, you know, like that's just what's going to happen if they're not staying relevant, they're not showing up. And with what you're going to show us today, it's really helpful as to how people can get started and how people can excel with it, with what they're already doing.
Yeah. You know, you're right. I think that this is the time where you either are going to shine or you're going to, like you said, you know, remain a best kept secret. And so there is kind of like a fork in the road moment. People are being forced to use video. People who previously had been afraid or nervous or didn't know what to say, well, all of a sudden we're kind of pushed into this area of like, well, now you really need to get there. You need to be using video because it's become a lifeline for not only business, but personally as well. You know, we're in an era right now as of the recording of this, this message that, you know, isolation, quarantine, social distancing, words that lockdown. We didn't have these words just not that long ago. New vocabulary. So now here we are being forced into this. You've been even doing video for quite a while too, right? But for those who haven't been, now it's like this has become the lifeline and it's more important than ever to shine, to position yourself as a leader. Thought leadership in your space, this is the time to do it.
Yeah. And I know a lot with what you do and how you help people, you really help. And this is a funny way to say this, but there's no pun intended, but I know you definitely help people uncover the expert in them, right? Yeah. That's one of the things, like I originally, you and I, where we met, and that's one of the things that really just kept coming out. You know, you really help people just extract that message and really shine in video. Because it's true. A lot of people, they're like, well, it's different. I'm talking to like a thing as opposed to a person. I do better in person. I'm horrible behind the scenes with my camera. Like, how do I hold it? Like, what do I do here? You excel in helping it make it super simple. And I'm just excited with what you're going to help us hear out today.
Well, here's the good news is that can all be learned.
Yeah.
Like how to put your phone, where to put it, that can all be learned. That's just the skill set. And so it's funny you say Uncover the Expert in You, which is the name of my course and one of my programs. But I think about what I call myself as a video strategist. Well, what does that really mean? It means that I help people develop strategies using video for their business. And strategy is really, really key. Right? It does have to do with messaging. It has to do with production. Like you have to have a way to capture and create that asset. That video asset is really what it is. And you have to start having a different conversation in your head about what videos really are. Videos are assets to your business.
Yep.
And how you produce that, you can go complex, complicated, or you can go simple, easy, right? I vote for simple and easy. The tools we have. Use your phone, use a webcam. That it isn't like it was when I was getting into television all those years ago, $50,000 broadcast cameras over top of the shoulder with the Porta pack and and then had these really expensive tripods and then a team of people who it took to actually put a video together.
Yeah.
It isn't like that anymore. It's all in the palm of your hand. What's missing is strategy. What's missing is messaging. It's like, what do I say? And so I'm really a big proponent, Victor, of reverse engineering. You have to do the research first, plan what it is you're going to say, then you make the video. Most people get that mixed up. They make the video and wonder where all the people are and why they're hearing crickets. It's because you haven't done the research to figure out what they're actually looking for.
Yeah, I definitely love that. Because I talk about that in the book in like one of the beginning parts of like this fawn grid, right? Like what people want and what they need and what they like fear and what they aspire to be. And like, it sounds like you really help extract that from people and help them really get clarity around it, right? It's not just like knowing what to say. Like, sure, at the end of it, the result is you know what to say. You feel confident on camera and you can really just do a lot there and you don't even have to think about it half the time anymore. However, there's a process to get to that point. That's like the end result, but the experience of getting there is really feeling, at least for me, I think it's feeling like you just know what to say and you're saying not necessarily new things all the time. You're saying the same thing over and over to different people. And I think that's essentially kind of what we're getting at here with that strategy.
You're making a really good point. And that is sometimes as entrepreneurs, you know, coaches, consultants, small business owners, you have ideas, you have thoughts and beliefs around what it is that you do and how it relates to your industry or to your niche. And you go out and you talk about those things, and you should be, of course, speaking is key. Video is a form of speaking. You get out there and you're sharing that message over and over and over again. It might sound repetitive to you, but you have to realize that only a small portion of people are hearing that message at any given time. If you're doing it properly, like, you know, say going out and speaking on a stage somewhere, well, only the people who heard that message, unless it's videotaped, but you know what I mean? Right. Or hearing that message at that moment in time. So it might feel like you're just talking, you know, you're saying, oh, I'm saying the same thing over and over again. Yeah. Welcome to, you know, the world that I lived in for 17 years. I was doing the weather, right? I was doing the weather, the national weather forecast. Yeah. And I would go in for every shift, right? 8 hours a day in a green room by myself. And what would I say? I would say the same thing over and over and over again all day long. But the people on the other end who are watching it were only coming in for 10 minutes at a time. Our statistics showed that they would only jump in for 10 minutes, get their weather forecast, get what they need, and leave. So it feels repetitive to me, but not to the people at home. And that's how it is in this space as well.
And I love that. So I feel like that's a pretty good segue into talking about kind of strategy and really saying, if we know what we're going to say and we know what our message is and we know essentially what we want people to hear from us, then how do we create a system or this like world that allows them to really move through all of that?
Well, here's one of the problems is a lot of people don't have that nailed down. Like they don't know their message and they haven't, I think one of the problems is people sometimes they're working 10 steps ahead of themselves. Okay. Like, they're trying to talk about things that is not their expertise. They aspire to one day teach about or talk about that thing that they haven't actually done and it isn't aligned to their expertise. So I'll give you an example. I was on a call with someone from, I can't remember where he was from. It was like Illinois or something. And he said, you know, I took a course on a particular topic and now I want to go out and create a program about that. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. So, tell me about your professional experience. Like, what have you done? Like what you've been spending all your years on doing? Oh, he says, well, I was, you know, a high up in this specific company of a big brand. And I'm like, interesting. So your course, your program, your thing that you can monetize, your messaging is over here. It's not over here. Because you took a course on something doesn't make you really qualified to go out and teach that thing. So thing one is that people often don't have that aligned. But let's presume that they do get that alignment. So now your question is, well, how do they build an infrastructure to share that message? Well, of course, I'm going to say it's video. But I recognize that podcasting is also a really powerful platform. And you know, and I know you do a lot of this too. Like you and I are both on the same page as far as repurposing. Like we're really big on that. Mm-hmm. I don't mind sharing. I have a slide. I actually was talking about this recently. I have a slide that I could share if you wanted me to, that I could put on the screen that shows my own strategy. And I shared it recently and someone went, oh my God, she wrote me a long email to say, that's what I need. So if you want, I can share it.
Yeah. And well, like, while you get that pulled up, I know, like, yeah. So that, what you just said right there,
yep.
is why it's important to get that clarity of your message, right? Because people will come to you and they'll, like, the most ideal people will say, like, that's what I'm looking for. That is exactly what I need. Like, and I have a personal story about that too. I've had people say that to me as well. But that's, you know, like, once you have that down, you understand what it is that you're saying, though it may be boring to you, when the right person hears it, they're going to be like, that is exactly what I've been looking for. So, like, now Cheryl kind of has it pulled up, and I'll let her kind of go through it here and break sure. that down for you.
Well, you know, I think it's this big word called omnipresence.
Yes.
And omnipresence just means being seen, being everywhere, really.
Yeah,
being
pretty everywhere. Much. Yeah.
So the thing is, this is my strategy. You're seeing a picture of my strategy on a mind map. And you can create something like this for yourself. I work with clients that, like, this is some of the things we do, right? Because you have to,
yeah.
at least for me, I'm a visual person. So I like to see it mapped out. Uh-huh. So let me just go through this briefly. But in the middle is the weekly core content. Each entrepreneur, Victor, needs to choose a core platform for that mm-hmm. moment in time based on the goals they have set and what it is they want to accomplish. When I, last year, my strategy in the middle there would have been Facebook, because I was nurturing my existing audience.
Yep.
My strategy now is to attract new people, discovery. And how do we do that? Well, I'm going to do it through Google and YouTube, because everybody uses the Google machine to find answers to things. So
yep.
my core content this time, like right now, is YouTube. And that's where everything stems from. So every Thursday I do a YouTube video, and from there I publish it to Facebook. And with a very specific strategy of putting the link to the video in the comments and only posting the thumbnail on the post. Okay. And then we just kind of go, you can see, I don't have to go through it all, but like Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Twitter, blog, email list. We also put it through a layout and design format to get IGTV vertical. It's already set to preview the on the feed. Take that MP3, turn it into a podcast. 6 days later, it goes on Facebook natively, uploads 6 days later. I do a weekly live stream, and then I do daily engagement posts on Instagram stories and live. I don't do Snapchat and TikTok. I just put that there to show that that's where I would recommend that
I mean,
be.
You could also repurpose it for those platforms.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It makes sense.
I don't use those really right now, but I just put that there. So for me, it's Instagram.
Yeah, and I love this, because it answers the question of, like, I don't, you know, a lot of people have this objection of, like, well, I don't have time for all that, right? You said right. just now, like, that was one video that you did, and it gets repurposed
yes.
across multiple platforms.
Yeah.
And the thing about that is, like, someone, and there's different ways people consume different platforms. Like, YouTube is kind of, like, I feel is, like, kind of the Netflix, right? You kind of just binge watch things. Whereas Facebook, you tend to, like, watch, and it's more of like an entertainment. And then, like, Instagram is more kind of like snippets of, like, just information and whatnot. And then, yeah, TikTok was a whole nother monster in itself.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, exactly what you just said, people are going to consume things differently. They find you on YouTube, they start watching your videos, and then they might see, like, an article that was transcribed. They're like, oh, right, I remember, and seeing it again, they're going to hear that message again. And it's just going to keep solidifying in them. So when they're ready, they reach out to you. They're like, hey, Cheryl, I need help with all this.
And here's the thing. That strategy is what works for me based on
right.
who I am. And I am really a solopreneur. You know, yeah. I'm a solopreneur. I work from home. I have a few key people that help me with a few tasks, but largely it's me by myself. So, and that is really who I work with mostly too. So that strategy works from that perspective, because we're repurposing the content and we're really distributing it out to secondary and tertiary tiers of distribution.
Right. Yeah.
Now, you know, if you look at someone like a Gary Vaynerchuk, who I'm a big fan of, and I think who you love as well,
uh-huh.
he has a team. He has an entire branch of his massive company
right,
devoted
yeah.
to content creation. So that's different. He's not a solopreneur. He's the CEO of a massive company, and all his team are working on crafting specific things for specific platforms based on the nuances and the purpose, like you said, the voice of each of those platforms. Well, that's awesome for Gary Vaynerchuk, but what does that mean for the rest of us who are solopreneurs? It means that we have to do with what we can based on where we're yeah. at. And that's important. It's easy to go, oh, I wish, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk or Marie Forleo. And it's like, you know, teams of people creating content. But what does that mean for us? We have to have efficiencies, systems, in order to be able to do something similar at the place we're at. And that's what I do.
Yeah, no, that, I love that. Because then again, if you just do it again, if you, like you said, if you have the systems, or if you're thinking about creating systems, but you don't have a necessary strategy for how to move people around through them, then there's no point even starting. So that's definitely, I know, a place where you shine. You can definitely not only just pull out the message and get people clarity on what it is they're saying and what their expertise is, but then creating that strategy of how to attract and engage a lot of those people and then just elevate them through all that process, right? That way you end up converting all of those people, which is funny because those are the things, those four faces. I just happened to plug that in there. those are the names of the four faces I use. And I call them that we go through. There's a different strategy there, but I know like that's essentially what you help people do, you know, and I absolutely love it. I know that's one of the things. So what would you say is a way for someone to get started with identifying their message or really getting clarity around that?
Well, I think, you know, if I look at how I take people through my own coaching and courses, like, and how to do that, it's really about self-awareness. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really identifying, to me, the lowest hanging fruit are the FAQs, the questions that people ask you the most. That's the lowest hanging fruit, right? Because if they're already asking you those questions, it stands to reason that they want an answer. So create the answer for them. So that's a great place to start. But sometimes it's really just about self-awareness. It's identifying, like, listen, in my course, it's on a spreadsheet. Like I make a spreadsheet and all that. But it doesn't have to be. It can be like on a notepad. Like it doesn't have to be fancy. Just jot down what are the areas of what are the things, what skills that I have, expertise that I've acquired, knowledge I've gained, wisdom I have. Tools I've used, right? That's really what you need to kind of start with, FAQs. Also, another great place would be to look at other people in the space that you're going into, not to imitate them, but to look at it from a research perspective. You want to make sure, can I just pause for 1 second?
No, but I'm, kind of to add to that really, what she's saying is like, there's a lot of questions that I personally get asked. I get asked a lot of Facebook related questions, right? So I know that people, and here's the thing, like those questions help me identify that I'm the go-to Facebook person for a lot of people because they're like, hey, how do you do this? Whether it's organic or paid, a lot of people come to me for paid and ask those types of questions, but they also come to me and ask a lot of organic, like Facebook related questions. So I know like that's where my element is and that's where my expertise, like that's the service I provide. Exactly. So that's, you know, like just to kind of add to it.
It's like, sorry for the buzzing there. Hey, this is entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
that you have to, again, self-awareness. And it isn't like you have all the answers in the very beginning. Sometimes in the beginning, you really have to do the best you know how to do with what you know at that moment in time. Don't be 10 steps ahead. Stick in your lane. What do you know right now? Because that is going to be the fastest way for you to carve something out for yourself as a thought leader, as an expert authority or resource in your space. Like it's self-awareness. It's really figuring out, what is it that I do? What do I know? And also identifying perhaps even some polarizing points of view around that thing. So for example, for me, it's video, but what I did, and it was a process of iteration over the course of years, but I recognized that there was an opportunity for me to carve out something special and unique that was not traditional video production.
Yeah.
Right? There's lots of traditional video production houses and companies out there, and they do a great job, but that's not what I specialize in, right? I'm specializing in helping people take the tools they already own and creating videos from it. So there's a twist. So you have to think about what the twist could be at this stage, and then that twist will change and iterate over time, and that's okay.
Yeah, no, and I completely Love that as well. I mean, it's definitely, it is hard. It can be difficult to really look inwards, because I mean, both you and I know that there's this kind of like expert's curse of, you know what you know, and there's a lot of things that you feel like most people are like, well, everyone knows that, right?
Yeah.
When oftentimes it's not the case. Like, they're coming, people ask you those, and it's really important to, it's hard to really have, look inward and really take a deep look at, like, what are the questions people ask me? I know specifically one resource that I tell people to use is answerthepublic.com. It's, you know, like, exactly, I see you nodding there, and it's definitely a good resource, because if you think, like, this is the topic that I'm good at, type it in there. That's your keyword. What questions are people asking? A lot of the times you're going to find, like, wow, like, that's, people are really asking that. Like, that's like common knowledge to me, or seems like common knowledge to you. But, you know, like, so there's a lot more ways that Cheryl can definitely help you to identify and clarify to, so that you can create that strategy for it. But it does have to start somewhere with your research, and then it can move into like, okay, well, now I need someone to kind of guide me.
And I'll say this, I think one of, and you're right, entrepreneurship. I mean, like, it's one of the toughest things you'll ever do. Also one of the most rewarding things you'll ever do. And I really believe that we learn and gain clarity by actually creating content. So what a lot of people do is they wait. They're like, well, I don't have the clarity yet, so I'm going to wait. And then they wait, and 3 years passes by waiting for their clarity to come. And it never comes, because you're not creating the content. There's no way you can. It's through the process of doing it and taking imperfect action that gets you to make realizations, to listen to people, to understand, like, you know, responses or replies on comments and the language people are using, what they're actually concerned with. So the clarity starts to happen over time as you create content. Mm-hmm. Why a lot of people struggle is because they're not willing to start, because they don't have the clarity. So it's the chicken and egg, right? And you have to create the content to get the clarity you need to iterate and evolve over time.
So let me ask then, rapid fire, really quick.
Yep.
What is the best way you found to get started? If you're like, I need to do it. What's my first move?
Videos produced on your phone on YouTube.
Yep. I love it. Just hit record. And we're all home anyways, so everyone knows that it doesn't have to be professionally edited or anything like that. Like, just, it's okay. It shows a real you.
Well, let me qualify that just a tad.
Yeah.
Value driven, service oriented content on YouTube.
That's
made with your phone.
Yeah, and so I one of the things I get asked a lot too is, like, how do I create value? Mm-hmm. And the best way for me to explain it is, and I'd love to know your opinion on this too, is something that can be implemented in the next like 10 to 15 minutes. Like a step that they can do. Literally what you just said, a video from your phone and upload it to YouTube. Like, that is something that can be implemented right now in the next 10 to 15 minutes and upload it to YouTube, right? It's just,
How you provide value. Gosh, I think I agree with you. I think that is one way to do it. Another way to look at it may be from the perspective of making it meaningful. Like, if you create something that has meaning to someone else, that in essence is valuable to them. Mm. And value doesn't have to necessarily be, like, listen, a laugh could be valuable to the right person at the right time.
Yeah.
Right. If somebody, and especially in the world we live in now, gosh, you know, it's stressful and everything. So just making someone smile. So if you look at, you know, you scroll through your feed and you know, you see the, you know, the quintessential puppy dog on his back and whatever, that's valuable to the right person at the right time, who's going through a really hard time, and you made them smile and made them laugh or whatever, you know. So sometimes I think we think value, it's just like this big, big thing. Sometimes it's small things that can be valuable to a person. So making it meaningful is how I would probably approach it.
I love it. That's two sides of the same coin. I completely love it. It's, it's a good way to look at it. either implementable or like you said, meaningful.
Absolutely. Right? So, yeah, I love that.
I know we could be talking about this for hours, but we're kind of wrapping up our time here. However, do you have anything to share with anyone that helps them get started or helps them like on their way if they're already kind of starting this process?
You know what, Victor, after, you know, COVID-19 and at the recording of this, message, we're kind of still in the thick of that. I actually implemented something that's been really helpful to a lot of people. And I'll tell you what it is. It's called Video Strategy Hotline. And these are 15-minute blocks of time that a person can block with me. And what it's really intended to be is, a quick win. You know, it's like, okay, give me the problem and I give you the solution. It's something, it's intended to be like something really fast and quick that you can implement pretty much right away. And so it allows me to connect with someone and just ask a few key questions, but I happen to be really good at that. And it's like, oh, you know what? This, or try that. I'm seeing an error with that. You know what? If you tried it this way, that kind of thing can be really valuable to a business owner. And so I don't mind sharing that. It's calendly.com. I know it's long, but bear with me. calendly.com/Cheryl Plouffe/hotline. And if you connect with me on social media, it's all on there and you can find that. But it's been really helpful for a lot of people to get those quick wins, understand maybe their core platform, maybe something key, and be able to move from there.
I love it. Yeah. So that we'll make sure we'll link that in the show notes. And definitely it's, so here's the thing. Everyone has specific situations. Everyone has specific questions to their situation. And we can only provide so much because it's just me and Cheryl right now. So if you're interested, if you're serious about actually getting started and really clarifying that message, reach out to Cheryl, bring that one problem. If you bring 10, she's not gonna be able to help you. If you bring one, she's gonna be helping to get that quick win immediately. And that will help you to actually get started and moving in the right direction. Just help you create that momentum so that you can position yourself online and show up in an even better way. So thanks again, Cheryl, for for coming on today and bringing so much to the podcast episode today.
Thank you.
I love every time I talk to you, so personally.
I know, so. I love you too.
Yeah, I
love our conversations, and you're right, we probably could go on for 4 hours, but I would need a glass of wine in my hand to do that.
Yeah, right, yeah, exactly. So now, before I forget, if you're serious about becoming the go-to celebrity and transition, breaking out of that best-kept secret position that you probably are in, or you're looking to just get out of it, then head on over to eventobot.com/book to get your free copy of The Complete Automation Strategy, The 4 Phases to Generate Never-Ending Leads. And until next time, I'm Victor with Ventobot. I'll see you.